a couple things before we even get into that. Let's talk a little bit about traveling. One of the topics that people are always interested in is if I'm traveling, if I'm on vacation, or if I'm away from home, what are some tips or some unique strategies or some things that I might be able to do in order to stick with the diet or stick with the program or stick with my exercise routine, whatever it is that they're currently doing. When people travel, and whether it be for business or vacation, you know, a lot of people tend to just completely throw the diet and exercise out the window, or maybe they'll try and stick with it for a day, or maybe they adhere to it maybe 50% when they really could be doing 90 to 95% very easily with a proper strategy in place. So what I wanted to pick your brain about, because for those of you who don't know Vince, this guy travels a lot. I mean, for business, not only for business, but he goes on a lot of vacations too. So for somebody who is, you know, on vacation very frequently or traveling for business, I definitely wanted to pick your brain about some of the things that you do or that you have found to be very successful for staying on track. And when we were talking about this just the other day, you had mentioned one thing that I thought stood out as very cool that people don't really mention when they talk about this topic, and that's self-accountability. So would you mind sharing with my subscribers and my listeners today a little bit about the power of self-accountability and what you found and how that helps out when you're on these vacations and maybe you have to make these decisions on what to do or what to eat or how to stick to your exercise program and all that stuff?
Yeah, this is really powerful stuff, and it's going to go way beyond, you know, pack this and pack that. I mean, that's the easy part, the planning. What I think I've really figured out is what my core values are, and this is why this answer is going to go far deeper than some people listening might expect. And one of my core values, Joel, is that your word is your bond. And I was just thinking the other day, if I were to teach my kids one thing, you know, there's so many things you could teach your kids. If there's one thing I taught them and they got right, it would be that your word is your bond, and if you're going to say you're going to do something, do it. Because, you know, if I say that I'm going to do this and I don't come through, then, you know, you can't take me seriously. You know, it's like, oh, Vince is talking. He's blowing more smoke. He says he's going to do this. He says he's going to do that. And he never backs it up with action. So how can you count on me? You know, how can I go, you know, I'm all of a sudden become one of those people in your life that's a nice guy, but you just can't count on it. And I never wanted to be one of those people. I want people to know that if I say I'm going to do something, you can count on me, and you can believe what I say. So I'm going to now apply this core value to a practical situation and where it comes to life and where it turns into a motivation for me. So recently I was in Las Vegas for two days, and it, you know, Las Vegas sounds like a vacation, but it was actually business. It was there. I was meeting some fitness business friends. So the priority of the trip was business. It wasn't pleasure. So I'll touch on that in a second and how to not get confused by those, because a lot of people self-sabotage. They just make excuses. Oh, I'm out on a nice trip, so I deserve something nice. But that's not true. That's called broken focus. So I'll touch on that in a second. But self-accountability is really simple. It's basically arriving there with people who may not have the same values or the same priorities of you as of you at the moment. So what I instantly did when I, you know, slowly I weaved into the conversation that, hey, in 3 weeks I'm getting ready for a photo shoot. I'm off to the Dominican, which is true, and I'm going to be taking new pictures for my website. So all of a sudden everybody there knows that Vince is getting ready for a photo shoot, and that means when we go out for dinner, I know exactly what's going to happen. I know where we're going to go for lunch. I know where we're going to go for dinner. We're going to be eating at fancy spots with a lot of options, a lot of carbs, late at night. So when I declare what my priority is, when the bread arrives on the table and I go reach for it, everybody looks at me and says, Vince, I thought you said you got a photo shoot in 2 weeks. Oh, yeah.
Right. That's powerful.
So I set myself up, and I learned this over time because I realized that people do listen to what you say. You know, if you declare that I'm going on a diet, I'm getting ready for a race, I'm joining a gym, people hear that stuff, and they want to see if you're for real or if you're just, you know, oh, yeah, he's saying he's going to do this crazy transformation, whatever. He said that last year. He didn't do anything about it. So people watch you. And when I noticed that people watched you, I was able to use that as motivation because I didn't want people to say, oh, yeah, Vince is getting ready for a show, but he can't. He doesn't have any willpower. He's not going to stick with it. And that, for me, was pretty powerful self-accountability. So I even my girlfriend does the same thing now. She tells all the girls at work that she's going away on a trip and she wants to look a certain way. So when all the other, you know, nurses come into work and they bring donuts and they throw chocolate bars at her and stuff and try and get her to break, they know they're testing her, and it's good motivation to see, you know, is this person a person of their word? And if they don't follow through, they didn't disappoint all those people. They disappointed themselves. And for me, I don't care if I disappoint all the people around the table. I'd be more concerned with disappointing and letting down myself. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it absolutely makes sense. And I think that right there is something that people probably weren't thinking of when they thought about when I'm going to ask this guy about travel tips, and they're expecting to hear, like, what? I mean, we'll make sure you prepare your food in advance, or make sure that you know what hotel you're staying at and that you have food ready in the refrigerator. And, yeah, obviously, a great amount of planning, or at least, take 15, 20 minutes before you leave to go on a trip to sit out here and plan that stuff and make sure that you have stuff to carry on the airplane and all that. Everyone's heard that before, so everyone knows that. But I know that when I talk to you about this, you're going to bring something a little bit different to light here, which is exactly why I asked you the question. And I love what you said about when you got there in Vegas, right, you told everyone who was there what was going on in your life. And if people know, if you say, hey, look, you know, I'm on a diet, maybe some people in your social circle would frown upon that or whatever. You go to a party and they're trying to shove food in your face or whatever. But you say, oh, you know, I'm on a diet. I need to watch what I'm eating. So, and then generally the response that you may get is, oh, come on, live a little. And that's just people who are really have a problem with themselves because they don't have the discipline to do it. So that when they see somebody else doing something that they want to do, they tend to talk down upon that, right? So that's ultimately what happens in these types of situations. But now here with you, what you did was you put it out there, and maybe, you know, being that you're around other fitness people, it probably wasn't a problem. But if it was just regular friends in your social circle, I'm sure you deal with the same thing on a pretty regular basis. Am I right?
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, I got a name for those people too, Joel. So hopefully your readers, listeners, listen all the way to the end because it's important to know who those people are in your life and how to deal with them because they can easily take you down the wrong path. I had two more points before we move on to the next question on this whole topic, if we have time.
Sure. Let's jump right into it. But I wanted to point that out and kind of reinforce that. Is, you know, let the people around you know what you're doing. If they know you're part of a transformation contest, if they know that you're trying to do something and change your body within a certain period of time, let them know your goal. Say, hey, I want to lose 20. Instead of just saying, hey, I'm on a diet, I think something better to say is, look, in 8 weeks, I want to have lost 20 pounds, and I know that if I'm eating all that stuff, it's probably not going to happen, so I've got to stick to the program. People will respect that. The majority of people will respect that, and also they're going to call you on it if you fall off the wagon or if you're doing something that you said you weren't going to do. And that's strong accountability, and it is for me too. Because if I said I'm going to do something, like I got to, you know, lose 10 pounds so I can just be in really great shape for this event or whatever, and then somebody sees me, you know, out to dinner and I'm not ordering the healthiest thing, they're going to call me on that. And that's a self-accountability check for me. And what I have to say, that's right. You know, this person is looking at me and they're saying that I'm not following through on what I said I was going to do. And I just definitely don't want to be that person just like you don't. So I think that's awesome. Big take-home message right there for my listeners. So.